Our guest at the cafe this morning is Kim Sines, the director of the Hunt Regional Emergency Centers in Commerce and Quinlan. Kim, good morning.
Good morning.
So the coronavirus, very much in the news, of course, in the past several weeks. You say you're getting a lot of calls about this?
We've had calls inquiring, have we had local cases? Is there anything we need to worry about? So there have been several calls made to the ERs.
Yeah. And of course, locally, and it's not to say that there's no reason for concern whatsoever, obviously, but there, in general, there's just not much reason for concern at the local level.
Although we had the 15th case of coronavirus reported in the U.S. and the first in Texas late last week at Lackland Air Force Base in San Antonio, where they're quarantining people.
So the point has been made, and I think it's a good point, comparatively, the threat of the regular flu is vastly greater than anything having to do with the coronavirus.
That's correct. That's correct. People think of the flu as being just a benign illness, but as we've talked before, there's about 20,000 deaths annually in the U.S. just from the influenza virus. Yeah. So that's far a bigger threat to us.
Yeah, I read just in the past few days, I think 12,000 flu deaths in the U.S. During this flu season. If that was true of the coronavirus, we'd be setting our hair on fire, you know.
What is the situation, by the way, with the flu then locally as
flu,
we speak?
Seems to have kind of tapered off, so we're still pretty busy swabbing people, but I think that we've kind of hit the peak point, hopefully.
Yeah. So with respect to the coronavirus, at the local level, and you said you've received some calls inquiring about it from just regular folks, but have you all been directed to do anything in response to that threat, or there's some things that you're doing?
We have protocols that we follow, and that is set up through the Department of Health. They work closely with our infection control nurse, so we have a regimen that we follow. We do strict screening with each patient that comes into the ER, because the highest risk, obviously, is travel to China.
Yeah.
There has been one case that was confirmed for as a person-to-person transmission, but the other cases have come directly from travel to that area.
Mm-hmm.
So we screen patients for travel, and that's important for other things as well.
Mm-hmm.
So we screen them, and then if they have a high risk, as in travel to that area, fever and symptoms of a lower respiratory infection, that would flag a call to the health department, which can contact the CDC and start an investigation from that point. And they control who we test. So they do an investigation, and they would take this information and decide, is this a high risk and do we need to test for this?
So you have a protocol in place
that you're
observing. We're talking with Kim Sines, director of the Hunt Regional Emergency Centers in Commerce in Quinlan. You said you've had some calls about it. Have you had anybody call who thought they had it?
We've had some concerns, but but unless you've been to China, we can kind of rule those out fairly quickly.
You can put their mind at ease pretty quickly. What distinguishes the coronavirus from other diseases, or is there anything that distinguishes it from, you know, just a severe case of the flu?
It's just the coronavirus has been around. This is the special new version. They call it the COVID-19, so that's the new name that they've given it. We've had the coronavirus before. Hmm. So this is worrisome because it had a zoologic nature to it. So, you know, they feel like it came from this open air market in Wuhan City, China.
Yeah.
So it seems that there may have been a transmission different than what we're used to.
Uh-huh. There's a fear. I think the reason we get excited about this and get very worried, and this is fueled by movies and whatnot, the fear of a pandemic, of some kind of disease, mutant virus that occurs, and we have no way to stop it. But, you know, you go back, I don't know how many people are aware of this, we had the thing in 1918, Spanish flu.
Yes.
That killed, they're still not certain, 50 to 100 million people.
That's true.
In the world. So, you know, it is a legitimate concern, a virus that spreads and that just cannot be contained.
Right.
Yeah.
And there's factors, you know, just like we teach people with the flu, stay away from sick people.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be in close quarters with them.
Mm-hmm.
Good hand washing. Stay hydrated. Stay healthy. So there are things that we can do to protect ourselves, not just only the travel. But there are an estimated 60,000 cases in 28 different countries. But there have been approximately a little bit over 1,300 deaths.
Mm-hmm.
So Certainly it's survivable, but no one really wants to be that test person to see.
So do you think it, are we better able than 100 years ago during that period of 1918? We've 100 years in historical terms is not that long, but we've come a long way to in being able to contain something.
Right.
You think?
We have many more antivirals now. We have advanced medicine. We can treat symptoms to prevent complications. A big complication with a respiratory viral infection is pneumonia. So pneumonia can be deadly to a person who's not in good health. But there's been studies, and they have started, I read just this week, that they are treating cases with antivirals and high doses of anti-HIV medication. So they are looking at things, and they've had some success with that. So, you know, they're actively looking at what they can do to curb this situation.
Seems as the days go by that that we're getting a better handle on it.
Right.
And so even as the number of cases rise, you just have the sense that it seems like things are well organized and there are plans in place to do a good job of containing it.
True.
So, my impression anyway. Kim, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us.
Thank you.
Kim Sines, the director of the Hunt Regional Emergency Centers in Commerce in Quinlan. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station 88.9 KETR.